Hi, I'm James Montemagno, Principal Program Manager for all mobile developer tools here at Microsoft. And today, I want to show you how you can take advantage of all that brand new goodness in Android 8.0 Oreo in C# with Xamarin. So here's what I'm going to take a look at. All that Android O goodness, such as adaptive icons, brand new support libraries, notification channels, and fonts and emojis. And who doesn't want to put emojis into their application? Now, before we take a look at all this sweetness, let's actually show you how to install Android 8.0 Oreo SDK inside of Visual Studio. So let's hop over to Visual Studio right now and get it set up. Here we are inside of Visual Studio 2017. When you have Xamarin installed, you'll see brand new Android, iOS, tvOS, and cross-platform templates. Now, I've created a brand new Android application, but you could also have a Xamarin Forms application as well to access all the Android 8.0 SDKs. So no matter how you're developing, this will apply to you. Now, I've created this Android application that we can see on the left-hand side, and the very first thing we'll want to do is install the 8.0 SDK. So I'm going to go to Tools, Android, Android SDK Manager. And that will bring up the SDK manager where I can select what SDK tools I need, such as the latest 25, Platform Tools 26, and Build Tools 26. So 25, 26, 26. And then I can come down to Android 8.0 API 26. This is where I specifically install the SDK platform that will enable me to have access to those APIs. There are some additional emulator images that I can download for my machine to do testing on. Now, I've already installed the Android 8.0 SDK, and that means I can right-click on this project and go to Properties to upgrade it. Under Application, we'll see what version of Android do I want to actually target and compile against. This technically means what APIs am I compiling against that I can use inside the application. So I'll tap Android 8.0. Under Android Options, I have additional compilation settings, and under Android Manifest, I can actually select the minimum and target Android version. Minimum target means how far back can users install my application on. So here, I select API 15 Ice Cream Sandwich. My target Android version, I always like to manually select my compile against. So here, I'm going to select Android 8.0. Now, I have access to all the APIs in Android 8.0 in this application. I can also right-click, manage NuGet packages, and I can take advantage of all the Android support libraries and upgrade them to version 26, now that I'm compiling against API 26. And there you have it. You've just upgraded your Android application to target all of the Android 8.0 APIs. Awesome. Now that we've seen how to install the Android SDK, let's talk about using those awesome new APIs. Now, the problem with Android is there's a lot of different versions, so we always want to take those new APIs and use them in older versions of Android. That's where the support library comes in. Now, there's a lot of different support libraries, and if you look at Android documentation, you may see these Gradle dependencies. What we've done is created bindings around every single support library for you automatically. So that means you have access to all those great support libraries. Now, what we do here is we map and translate those Gradle dependencies to NuGet package names. So the support emoji library will be Xamarin Android Support Emoji. You can search for all of those great support libraries right on NuGet and bring them into your app. But before I get too into support libraries and some of the new APIs, let's actually talk about something unique to your application, the branding, what your users see first, the icon. In an Android 8.0, there's brand new adaptive icons. Now you're thinking, what are adaptive icons? And that's a great question, because icons have always been the same. One image you put into your app. The problem is that there's a lot of different launchers on Android that cut out different shapes to your icons, so you have no control over it. And this is where Android 8.0 comes in. With adaptive icons, you create a single icon with layers that can be cut out into multiple shapes. So here's a good reference. The same icon being cut out into a circle, into a square, into any shape. And what's great is that there's simple tooling built into Android Studio where you give it an image, and it'll give you all the adaptive icon scaffolding that you need. And in fact, the adaptive icon can sit side by side your existing icon. All you have to do is create a new adaptive icon XML. You give it a background and a foreground. Android O takes care of the rest. So that's the first thing that you're going to take a look at when you upgrade your application to Android 8.0. But the next is something brand new, how Android 8.0 handles notifications. You're often sending push notifications down through Azure Notification Hubs or App Center. However, something brand new is how everything is grouped together. In Android 8.0, there's brand new first notification dots. With a single line of code, you can add that little dot telling your users to be notified that there's something in the app. You can also extend the long press and actually put information directly above your app icon. But I said there's something new in grouping, not just for your app icon, but actually in the notification preferences. You are now required to specify a group, whether that's perhaps for advanced notifications, check-in notifications, or whatever your app may be. Along with sending the notification, you'll send a group ID, and users can turn on and off and have advanced control over their notifications. So be sure to look at the notification APIs in our documentation. Next up, the text view. A lot of applications display tons of text, and in Android 8.0, there's tons of goodness for your text views. And the first thing, auto-sizing. No longer are the days of hard-coding values or writing complex algorithms to auto-resize your text. It's all built in, and it's backwards compatible. All you have to do is bring in the support library for TextView and simply add app auto-size text type to uniform or any of the other properties along with auto-size text so your text automatically scales based on how much room it has. Now, what's also great here is that there's been enhancements to autofill. This enables other applications such as password managers or Google Chrome to fill in information automatically based on the type of field it is. This is great when you have username and passwords or other types of fields. So how do we get that? Well, all you have to do is add a few more properties. You give it the autofill hints and input type. So here I'm going to specify password and text password, and then any password application can automatically fill in my text view. Now, autofilling passwords and things like that are fun, but what about fonts and what about emojis to really spice up those text views? Well, first things first, brand new is a way of automatically setting fonts as a resource. You can simply add them into resources/fonts and then use them like any other resource inside your application. So here what we're seeing is that we have Android font family and app font family for backwards compatibility to access that font as an attribute, which is super awesome. Now what's great here is that we also have downloadable fonts, so you don't even have to embed the font into your application. You can specify an XML file that will automatically download fonts at runtime and cache them into your application via the font provider. It's really easy to do with a straight XML file. But what about emojis? Everyone is talking in emojis, and you don't want your applications to look like this, where it says, "Let's go eat" with a mystery icon. We can use the brand new backwards compatibility emoji support library to add emojis to any text view. So emojis look great absolutely everywhere. And how do we do that? Well, I showed you earlier how we could take those support libraries and pull them in from NuGet. Well, you can add an emoji text view to any single application. So here, instead of using text view, you use the emoji text view or the emoji app compat text view. And emojis just show up, nothing else to do. And of course, you can get started by installing Xamarin, part of Visual Studio. Head to visualstudio.com to install Visual Studio and check the Xamarin workload. You can also follow me on Channel 9 with The Xamarin Show, a brand new show all about Xamarin each and every week on Channel 9 at xamarinshow.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter @James Montemagno and enjoy all this great Android O goodness. Thank you.